Hello again, and welcome to more Malta Memories. I'm Mike Roberts, taking you nostalgically over 17 weeks through the years 1964 to 1972 in Malta via the ordinary events and the ordinary people of the island, a social history in fact, helped on our journey by the popular music of the time. And today we conclude the year 1968, when, as summer arrived, a Dove aircraft from Boreham Wood in the UK also arrived in Malta to carry out an aerial survey of the island and update government maps to a scale of 25 inches to the mile. And the news from the Royal National Musical Eisteddfod at Llangollen in Wales was that Malta's very own Chorus Melitensis had been placed 11th in the mixed choir section. But on the island itself, it was announced that singers from 10 nations would be taking part in the Oscar International Song Festival at the Malta Hilton. Honesty paid off for the unemployed finder of a wallet when he handed it in to the police. The wallet's owner, a director of Square Deal, the Marsa Dry Cleaning Works, presented him with £10 and an offer of a job. I wonder if that incident inspired the title of this number one chart hit at the time by the group Love Affair. Everlasting Love from Love Affair. Summer temperatures climbed as a well-known actor from the popular TV series Doctor Who arrived on Malta. Fraser Hines said he'd come for rest and relaxation. When a large cruise ship arrived on a summer Sunday, shops in Malta were permitted to open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. for the first time. And the first donation of blood from the blood bank set up by the Maltese Association of the Sovereign Order of Malta was for a young boy patient. The construction of a new breakwater at Il Ponte da Santa Maria, Marcel Forn in Gozo, was announced to improve communications between Malta and Gozo. 250 Maltese were being employed in the shooting of the film Hellboats, much of which was taking place in Valletta's Upper Baraka. And as Malta started its fifth year of independence, pundits summed up the past 12 months as not being easy, a mixture of high hopes and some dashed dreams, more than a few strikes, but on an optimistic note, progress in international affairs and trade. Paul Morillard and his orchestra were serenading the airwaves at the time, with their popular recording made so as a result of its part in the Eurovision Song Contest. Love is Blue. Love is Blue, the Paul Morillard Orchestra. Looking to the island's future, a university lecturer from Madliena expressed a concern at Malta's brain drain, focusing particularly on the many young and highly qualified teachers going abroad. Among other things, he blamed the ludicrous salary offered. Another rate was also in the news as the Manual Theatre increased the hiring cost to commercial companies from £35 to £40. Cook's, the premier travel company, featured Fort St. Michael, complete with a foreground of Malta's famous dicers floating on the blue sea, as the colour cover of its Winter Sun brochure. In January of 1968, Georgie Fame made number one in the popular music charts, only to be unseated in the February by Manfred Mann.
Children, Bonnie and Clyde, began their evil doing one lazy afternoon down Savannah way. They robbed a store and hightailed out of that town. Got clean away in a stolen car and waited till the heat died down. Bonnie and Clyde advanced their reputation and made the graduation into the banking business. Reached for the sky, sweet talking tribe would holler as Bonnie loaded dollars in the July bag. Now one brave man, he tried to take them alone. They left him lying in a pool of blood and laughed about. Thank you.
got to be public enemy number one. Running and hiding from every American lawman's gun. They used to laugh about dying, but deep inside them they knew the pretty soon they'd be lying beneath the ground together, pushing up there just to welcome the sun and the morning dew. Acting upon reliable information, a federal deputation laid a deadly ambush. When Bonnie and Clyde came walking in the sunshine, a half a dozen carbines opened up on them. Bonnie and Clyde, they lived a lot together, and finally together, they died.
Georgie Fame with the Ballad of Bonnie and Clyde, followed by Manfred Mann and the Mighty Quinn. Castlane, writing the Gozo newsletter in the local press, asked, "What's happened to the airlink proposal for the Maltese Islands?" Nothing had been heard of the locally formed company and its intentions for a very long time. But there was lots happening with Air Malta and its international business as it sought to interest aspiring air hostesses with a film show describing the work of its future 80 cabin staff requirement. And Maltese anaesthetist Dr. Alexander Gallia of Sleema, working as registrar in a top London hospital, obtained the highest diploma possible in anaesthesia, that of Fellow of the Royal College of Surgeons. Meanwhile, on the music scene, Glen Campbell brought us Wichita Lineman.
I am a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another. Singing in the wire, I can hear you through the whine, and the Wichita lineman is still on the line. I know I need a small vacation, but it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line.
Wichita Lineman, Glen Campbell in 1968. And as the summer of that year moved into autumn, top TV, screen and recording artist Dennis Lotis was appearing nightly at the Carinthia Palace, backed by Malta's very own and famous Freddie Mizzi and his orchestra. 500 Maltese, permanently settled and resident in Portsmouth, England, appealed for priests from Malta to come and administer their spiritual needs. Back on Malta, a completely new walled village of over 100 houses, sited on the crest of St. Thomas Peninsula, was being planned for 2 years hence. While well-known Maltese artist E.V. Cremona agreed to advise the Central Bank of Malta on designs for new Maltese currency notes and coins following decimalisation. And just to prove how diverse popular music tastes were becoming in the last couple of years of the 60s, Fleetwood Mac made number one in the charts with this haunting instrumental recording, Albatross.
Thank you.
Fleetwood Mac and Albatross. The year was about to close as Maltese artist Willie Appap, working in Rome, received yet another accolade for his painting, first shown at the Sacred Heart exhibition in Rome in 1964 and later reproduced on the front cover of Cardinal Mincenti's book Le Mardre, when it was chosen as the cover picture for the December 1968 issue of the Nativity. Utilizing the theme Our National Heritage, over 1,000 essays were received from Malta and Gozo schoolchildren as entries in the competition organized by soft drinks manufacturer Schweppes. Savings bank accounts to the value of £120 represented the attractive prizes. And as the year ended, it seemed that children were again making a big contribution to the news stories of the day. 300 youngsters, including orphans, were entertained to a bumper Christmas party at the Ministry of Public Building and Works. And some 450 children of the officers and men of the 2nd Regiment Royal Malta Artillery were transported to a party at Teeny Barracks by Malta's famous horse-drawn carrozzini. The highlight of the day was a spectacular conjuring show. Perhaps then, the title of Andy Williams' recording of that year was particularly appropriate to those children at the time. Spooky.
In the cool of the evening, when everything is getting kind of groovy, I call you up and ask, would you like to go with me to see a movie? First you say no, I've got some plans for tonight, and then you stop and say, all right. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you.
Spooky.
You always keep me guessing, and I never seem to know what you were thinking.
Ooh.
And if the fella looks at you, it's for sure your little eye will be a winking.
Ooh.
I get confused, cause I don't know where I stand. And then you smile and hold my hand. Love is kinda crazy with a spooky little girl like you. Spooky. Just like a ghost, been haunting my dreams, so I'll propose on Halloween. Love is kinda crazy with a spooky little girl like you. Spooky.
Andy Williams and Spooky. That's it once again, folks, with 1968 behind us. I'll be back next week with the first half of 1969, the last year of a momentous decade for Malta. But before I leave you, a reminder of the contact details for, if you wish, any comments or indeed your own memories of years past. Email is mikerobert, mikerobert, all one word, at Firenet, Firenet, one word again, .ws, World Service. Or if you prefer to write, then please do so, care of this station. Join me next time for more Malta memories. Until then, whether on radio or online, from me, Mike Roberts, goodbye.